This episode sponsored by Headshop. If your piece is killing the vibe, Headshop has the upgrade your session deserves. From sleek bongs and dab rigs to grinders, papers, and vaporizers, Headshop has the gear to make every session feel better, all in one place, with fast shipping that makes upgrading easy. Go to Headshop, that's HEADSHOP.com. Spend $100 or more for free shipping and get the setup you'll actually be proud to put on the table. At headshop.com, your setup stops looking basic and starts looking like yours. Headshop. HEADSHOP.com.
What if the freshest thing you ate this summer didn't come from a store? Meet Garden. Garden is the smart indoor home growing system that grows flavorful greens, herbs, fruit, and vegetables right in your kitchen. No backyard, no experience, no grocery run required. Garden automatically balances water and light, so nutrient-dense produce is always within reach. Heading out this summer? Kelby, Garden's AI plant assistant, keeps your garden thriving while you're away so you can come home to a harvest. With Garden, your lettuce isn't days old from a truck. It's alive, crisp, and inches from your plate. Fuel your summer from the inside out. Visit mygarden.com, that's my GARDYN.com.
This episode sponsored by Headshop. If your piece is killing the vibe, Headshop has the upgrade your session deserves. From sleek bongs and dab rigs to grinders, papers, and vaporizers, Headshop has the gear to make every session feel better, all in one place, with fast shipping that makes upgrading easy. Go to Headshop, that's HEADSHOP.com. Spend $100 or more for free shipping and get the setup you'll actually be proud to put on the table. At headshop.com, your setup stops looking basic and starts looking like yours. Headshop. HEADSHOP.com.
Your child wakes up in the middle of the night with a high fever and the pharmacy is closed. You could wait agonizing hours just to try and get a doctor's appointment, or you could prepare ahead of time with Jace Medical.
Jace makes it simple for families to stay ready with kits like the Jace case. These are ready-to-go supplies of prescription antibiotics and essential medications for travel, emergencies, or everyday life. With Jace, you're investing in more than health. You're investing in true peace of mind that you are prepared for the unexpected.
It's fast, it's affordable, and it could be life-saving. Just head to jace.com, answer a few quick questions, and a licensed doctor reviews your info in minutes. After that, your meds are shipped directly to your door.
Keep yourself and your loved ones prepared with the right medications on hand no matter what comes next at jace.com.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are the JV Show. Happy hump day!
Oh, it's hump day!
Happy Wednesday. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
We got your crazy cash right now. This is $1,000, people.
Mm. Yep.
And it could be yours. Graham, what's this hour's keyword?
This hour's nationwide keyword is dollar. While you're streaming us on the iHeartRadio app, hit the contest tab, scroll down, enter that keyword dollar right there, and you could win $1,000. Good
luck. All right, first talk back of the day. Here we go.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Anai and
Gabriel.
From Richmond, we're currently driving back to the Bay from Seattle. We took a four-day trip to see if JV Show was number one in Seattle, and guess what? You guys definitely are.
Yes.
And thank God for your podcast and you guys, because we took a week off from listening in order to listen on our drive or to help us drive.
Wow. Those are some real ones right there. Didn't listen for a whole week, and I was mad about that. What? You're not listening? But then they're just stacking up podcasts so they could listen to them on the drive. And I can confirm what they found out. JV Show is number one in Seattle.
Yes!
I just checked. That's a big
deal.
Thank
you so much. All because of
you guys.
Appreciate
you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Question for you on the way back from Seattle. Did you see Jimothy while you were there?
I hope so.
Oh, my God, you guys.
He's so cute.
Ever since I saw that video of baby Jimothy, if you missed it, I think it's still in our story. You can go see Jimothy as a baby, the cutest thing you've ever seen. But ever since I, like, gave that a like, I shared it with Jess to post in our story. Mm-hmm. My entire algorithm is, like, dog versions of Jimothy.
And Jimothy, if you don't know, is a raccoon that has a deformity.
Yeah, but
what is the dog version of Jimothy?
Some sort of like spinal issue. It's like I'm seeing all these dogs that have the same like spinal condition as Jimothy. So they're just these like cute little round dog balls.
Yeah, basically.
Careful.
You know what I mean, though. You know what I mean. And it's the cutest thing.
I can't wait to see some round dog balls.
I sent Jess a couple of videos.
Yeah, they'll be up in a few seconds on JV
Morning
Show.
Go to JV Morning Show on our Instagram and look at these. I don't know what. I don't think they have. Well, maybe they have names. I'm not sure. But I
definitely not as great as Jimothy.
I've been calling them just dog versions of Jimothy.
Yeah, that's better.
They're but the cutest things. How have we never seen this before?
I don't know, but Jimothy is a little creature that I hope has had the life that he deserves because he's just now getting the attention, but I don't know if he was getting this attention when he was little. You know, we saw it happen to Punch the Monkey.
Yeah, very true. Not until he went
Nobody
viral.
Nobody cares about Punch the Monkey anymore. Yeah, it's all about Jimothy.
Jimothy.
I'm sure there's going to be Jimothy stuffed animals, memorabilia, all sorts of stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on JV Morning Show. I haven't seen any dog balls yet. But hopefully soon. I can't wait to see some dog balls.
It should be there.
Stop calling it that, by the way.
That's what you called it.
It was an accident. You know what I mean?
Okay, well, I went there looking for what you advertised, and I haven't yet seen it.
By the way,
it.
Did you see that Jimothy made it to Roku City, which is like the Roku screensaver that comes up? I didn't know what this was until I saw it yesterday.
I'm not familiar.
But I guess it's like a default screensaver that comes up with Roku, and Jimothy is in it now. Like, he's made it. He's a cultural icon.
He has made it. Aww. It's a big deal. Nice job, Jimothy.
And isn't it crazy, Graham, how Selena was hating on Jimothy at first?
Yeah, that is a good point. Now you're the one trying to bring Jimothy content to the show?
I said that he looked a little creepy.
That's hating.
I still stand by that a little bit.
You said
baby
if he showed
Jimothy.
Up on your doorstep, you'd slam the door on him.
I didn't
him.
Say that.
I remember her saying that.
I didn't have to say that.
You said he would never be seen next to Jimothy.
All right, the dog versions of Jimothy up right now. JV Morning Show. Oh, they are cute.
They're so cute.
Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, we're the Bay's number one hit music station. The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
And right now, Jess, do you need some water?
I haven't talked enough this morning. Okay. That's why I'm like,
and it's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
Nice. Jess, is every season of The Ultimatum this rushed? It just came out a week ago. Now today, Netflix is dropping the finale and the reunion episode, so you'll be able to stream that when you get home from work today. But after
already
today, in just 1 week,
I don't remember it being that.
Me either.
How many episodes are there?
You said there was 10 total, but that's including the reunion and the finale that's out now.
Nice.
San Francisco Giants lost their fourth straight game yesterday in Kansas City to the Royals by a final score of 3-2. The Royals have now beaten them by one run in back-to-back games. Giants will now look to avoid being swept in this series. It's a day game today. First pitch is at 11:10 this morning, our time.
Woo-hoo! It's likely that you'll see some drizzle today. Temperatures will cool off slightly. The sunshine will still come out in the afternoon. Highs are going to be in the upper 70s to low 80s. And it's going to remain in the 80s for the rest of the week.
Hey, Sagittarius besties!
Hey!
Your day today is going to be six. Your kitchen is basically a war zone right now. And it's finally time to tackle it. The science experiment in the back of your fridge is close to growing legs of its own and walking out of there. Take a breath. Be systematic. And once it's back in order, your personal life will follow.
Love that for you. It's time to clean out that fridge. I think that's good advice for all of us, probably.
Probably.
Yeah.
Next on the JV Show, let's get to something we do every Wednesday morning, our Cool or Not list.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
They're just these, like, cute little round dog balls. And they're so cute.
If you want to go see them, JV Morning Show on Instagram. They're not that. They're dogs that are suffering from a similar deformity as Jimothy the viral raccoon.
Yeah. So it's just like a furry ball of dog.
Yep.
I don't know how else to explain
it.
Yeah. I like dog balls better.
JV Morning Show on Insta.
Morning, guys. It's Angie. Happy hump day. Sorry, I'm tired. Can you believe already 2 weeks until NFL kickoff? Let's go. Oh, my God. I can't believe it's here already. Also, my kids start school next week.
What?
What in the bleep? Okay. Anyway, have a good day and bang, bang.
Bang, bang, Niner gang.
The school thing.
School next week. It's
Remind
July.
Me, did Angie's kids get out earlier? Than maybe. Hours, Graham?
Yeah, I can't remember. they're on some weird Stockton system. I don't really know.
Yeah, how about everything's that, just weirder out there.
Jess, hearing that the NFL season to coming. You know, we all know your man. Your fiance is obsessed with the NFL, and he basically abandons you for the entire season. Doesn't spend any time with you just so we can watch every game. Is the fear building, the anxiety?
Not yet. I didn't think it was that close, though. I know he's been talking about it already, and I try to just, you know, zone out. But because I'm like, hello, let's enjoy our time before it gets here. But
turns out, according to Angie, time's up. Although I don't know if she's that's not when the regular season. The regular season does not start in 2 weeks.
Right. I think it starts September.
Yeah. So I don't know if she's talking about it's like the Hall of Fame game and some preseason stuff and training camps and stuff.
That makes sense.
That's all going on.
Time then.
Yeah. You still have some time.
Our cool or not list, we do this every Wednesday morning. We throw some things out and we discuss, is that cool or not? Grammy, kick it off for us,
thanks,
please.
Thanks, buddy. All right, what do you guys think, cool or not, these blimp ads that they've been flying next to the Bay Bridge? Selena, have you seen these things?
Yes, I've seen them every day.
Jess, any?
Nope.
I don't know that you cross the Bay Bridge on your commute. You don't. It's not a manned blimp. There's nobody in it. It's like a drone blimp, I assume. Still quite large, and then it's just outfitted and wrapped in an advertisement.
Yep. And I'm not cool.
I forget who it's even for. Zendesk or something, or Desk something. I don't even know who it's for because I'm trying not to pay attention. But also, I'm like, they just buzz it along right at the level of everybody driving on the Bay Bridge. I don't need that distraction.
That's what I'm saying. Not cool. Are you trying to cause an accident? Because I'm over here trying to read what the heck is going on.
Me too. And I'm
like,
oh, cool.
Meanwhile, the car in front of me hits their brakes. They're trying to do the same thing. I almost smack into the back of them. I don't need this.
Yeah, I'm going not cool as well. We got enough drones buzzing around every which way. Why aren't there just drone advertisements? Why aren't drones just hovering next to the bridge, unfurling banners of ads? Like, we don't need it.
Don't give them any ideas, Graham.
They're writing things down.
But it's weird that that's probably against the FAA rules or something to be flying a drone right there. But why is it cool if a blimp is just buzzing along next to the Bay Bridge?
That's a good point.
Not cool.
Wait, so it just like it just roams around there like all the time?
I don't know how often they do it, but on multiple occasions when I'm driving across the Bay Bridge, they're not doing it at night when I'm on, or you know, when it's dark on my drive in, but on my way home, that thing's just cruising back and forth right next to the decks of the Bay Bridge. So you can look out your car window and there's a blimp like right there.
Yeah, not cool.
It's very distracting.
Not cool.
It's doing too much.
Only because Jess wants to so bad. Graham, do you have another one? I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, Jess. Go ahead.
Okay, cool or not, Marshalls and TJ Maxx, you guys are selling dupes of those Starbucks bear cups. And they have even more like colors and varieties available. And they're $7.99, which is way cheaper.
Okay, let me ask you this. Do you think that's cool? Are you going to go get one from there?
I think it's cool because it's kind of like, it's kind of funny that everybody paid, because I think they were like over $20.
They were like $32.
So I think it's funny that like now everybody can get access to some that are even cuter than the Starbucks ones. And now everybody did all that for nothing.
But that also means that they've killed it.
Well,
like nobody, you can get that at TJ Maxx. Okay, well then I don't even want the Starbucks one. Like I don't even want it.
But isn't it also like a designer brand? You're buying it because it's the Starbucks one. You're buying that purse because it's the whatever brand. All these other companies can make the exact same thing and you'd be like, oh, no, I wouldn't be caught dead wearing that. It's not such and such brand.
Right, but they
it's
look
the same
like
concept.
The ones I've seen at the mall, like at kiosks.
Yeah.
They still say Starbucks. They look exactly the same,
really?
But they're just dupes. They're just cheaper.
Interesting. I'm
surprised. I don't know about the ones that Marshalls
sort of
and TJ Maxx.
Lawsuit.
I mean, it's like the same kiosk that will sell like fake Labubus. Like they look exactly the same. You know what I mean? They're just not the real ones.
So the ones that are at TJ Maxx, they don't have the Starbucks logo, obviously, because they could get sued. But they have the little baseball caps. They actually have the bears available. They have some cats available. They have some dogs available.
Oh my god!
They went all out.
I'm going not cool.
You get a cat cup.
Not cool. It's just more junk.
Yeah.
We're creating more plastic waste and junk. We don't need it.
And listen, I am like, you know, I'm the type of person that gets excited about random little things like that because I just feel like I need, shopping just makes
it
me happy.
It brings me joy.
It brings me joy.
I'm not
but
mad at that.
I am leaning more towards your side, Graham, because it's just so much. And have I even seen one person, like, let's say in the office or anywhere with a bear cup? I don't even think it fit in the cup holder of people's cars, so I don't even know if they can take it anywhere. Or just use it at home.
And it's just something you're going to use temporarily while the thing is popular for that moment, and then it's never going to get used again. Whereas this clean canteen insulated thermos coffee thing, I've been using
holding
this,
up his coffee cup.
But I've been using this thing day in and day out every day for the last decade.
And you don't wash when's it? The last time you washed that thing?
It's been washed twice in the last 5 years, I'll have you know.
That's
and I'm
gross.
Just saying, this thing gets used all the time. That bear cup, you're going to use it once or twice. giggle, giggle.
Agreed.
And then you'll never use it again. And it's just wasted plastic junk. It'll go live in a landfill for 10,000 years.
Yeah, but I just love that Marshall's is a thing that exists, because then you can get the bear cup if you did want it for cheaper. That's kind of better.
Please don't.
Yeah. Turns out I don't. Nobody wants them anymore.
Next on the JV show, we got to talk about some controversy. Something criminal that happened at a recent Morgan Wallen concert.
Mm-hmm.
Graham, I know you got details on that.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, we're the Bay's number one hit music station. The JV show, I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Happy hump day.
Oh, don't forget, we have Giants tickets.
Yep.
So if you have not left us a talk back, do it now.
Yep. Just say your name and who you want to take with you if you win these four tickets to check out the Giants when they take on the Brewers. This is happening July 28th, courtesy of Adobe. So leave your talk backs right now. Do it today during the show, tomorrow, and then Friday we'll pick a winner at 9:05.
And if you don't know how to leave a talk back, you never have, it's really easy. You just got to stream Wild 94.9 on the iHeartRadio app. And while you're doing that, a little microphone button will appear. Just hit that and it'll allow you to leave us a voice message.
Yep. Yeah.
All right, Graham, so what happened at this Morgan Wallen concert?
All right, you guys, we have a new viral criminal on our hands that we need to investigate. Move over, Cal Poly Butt Sniffer, Santa Clara Slapper, and Barnes & Noble Nibbler. I can't remember what he was.
I think he was a sniffer.
No, that's the Cal Poly Butt Sniffer.
Was there two sniffers?
No, the Barnes & Noble Fondler, maybe, but I can't remember what his actual nickname was. Anyways, move over all those viral criminals, because we have the Morgan Wallen Whizzer on our hands, you guys.
No.
This family says they were at M&T Bank Stadium in Baltimore this past Saturday there to see Morgan Wallen in concert. It's a husband and wife, and they brought their niece with them to watch the concert. They said there was a guy behind them that was super loud and obnoxious and kept bumping into them. And finally, the husband turned around and, like, they got into a bit of a verbal altercation. He's like, dude, you got to stop bumping into me and shut up. We're trying to enjoy the concert. Well, they say just a short time later, the wife was like, I feel something on my leg. And she's like, I don't know. What is it? She turns around to see that this guy that they'd gotten in the altercation with was going number one all over the backs of their seats.
What?
And clearly intentional, and it got on not only her, but also the niece. Police and security at the time intervene. And they get this guy, and later they find out that no charges were filed. They say the cops couldn't do anything because they didn't actually physically see him do the whizzing. So since it was sort of a he said, she said case, no charges have been filed, and they end up letting this guy go. Now the husband is speaking out because he wants justice for not only his wife, but also his niece, who were victims of the Whizzler. So we're calling him the Morgan Wallen Whizzler.
Is that how it normally works? Let's say somebody is assaulted. They call the police afterwards. The police come. Mm-hmm. They didn't physically see the person assault the other person, but that person still ends up arrested, right?
Yeah, I'm a little confused.
Or is it a he say, she say?
I'm a little confused by this one, because obviously there is some evidence. Their legs are all wet. Their legs and stuff are all wet. So shouldn't that count? Like, hey.
Yes.
And this is what happened. I don't understand how there have been no charges filed and no arrest made. They were unable to arrest this guy.
And he didn't get kicked out? Like, they didn't call security?
The Morgan Wallen Whizzler is out scot-free right now, waiting to strike again.
That's disgusting.
Oh, my God.
Could you think of anything worse than that happening to you at a concert? We've heard about instances of stuff like this before at sporting events and things like that. But, I mean,
the only thing worse than that is, instead of a number one, it's a
So that's a good point.
Different
that's
number.
A good point. What happens at Coachella?
I guess it could be worse. You're right.
Yeah, but that is. But what happened there? With the Whistler, that's second worst.
Would you ever go to a concert again?
Yeah, why not?
I would, but. Would you, because I had seen a story where this happened to a woman, but it was at a Spanish show, and she also felt, like, warmth on her legs, and then was like, what is this, right?
Ew, oh
and then
God.
She was like, we were just about, you know, the concert was barely starting, or it was, like, halfway through, like, we still had about an hour left, so it ruined the concert for her, but I was like, wait, so you stayed? Because I don't know if I would have stayed.
I guess that's the better question. Would you stay? Let's just say it started early on. You're really excited to see Morgan Wallen.
No, I think I'm leaving.
It'll ruin my experience.
Yeah, I'm not staying there.
But
in those clothes.
Bought the tickets. You're all the way there. You went through the parking. You walked into the stadium. You fought through 50,000 people. You got great seats. You finally get to see your favorite artist perform. And so what the Whistler got
you? That's disgusting.
Now it's on you and drying and like, ooh.
With that woman that you just talked about, Jess, was that like... Were they like in an, was it like a general admission situation and it, that guy thought he was going like on the grass if it was like an outdoor venue? And
it was floor seats and the guy was too drunk. So he was trying to like hide that he was peeing, but he was going number one, but it was going everywhere. And the woman was literally like, when I looked back, there were puddles on our seats.
Ew.
Everything.
And obviously, the one that you're talking about with Whistler Graham, that was intentional. But
this one seemed to be like a targeted attack. I'm assuming this guy pretty intoxicated
off
as well.
Off with his head. That's disgusting.
I think I'm hitting the bathroom and getting some baby wipes. And
you're not getting that out of your clothes.
Doing what I can do. You're just going to turn around and leave?
Or I'm ditching my pants.
Okay. Now
no,
it's a party.
What if you were wearing a skirt and now it's on your leg?
At least that I can go to the bathroom and actually clean off. But if it's like deep set into my clothes, like you can't get that out.
God, that would be brutal.
They should have bans for like, you know how when you do something at a baseball game, they can ban you from
get
the
a
stadium?
Lifetime ban.
They should have that for something like this. Like
and you know
at
how they have
venue.
Like medical tents in case there's a medical emergency? Oh. They should have like emergency clothes.
That's a good point.
In case you need
just pick
new
out
pants.
A new wardrobe.
In case you need new pants or something.
Maybe they take you to the lost and found, but I don't know who would have lost their pants, so
I'm sure it happened.
It has happened. The Whistler!
Yep.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9. Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So I might be on the late freight before we get to Harry Styles canceling his show here, but Travis Scott is in the Odyssey?
Oh, I don't know that.
I didn't know that either.
I didn't know that either.
Saw a report from Rolling Stone that he has a small role in the Odyssey. He plays a Greek bard. I mean, he also has like a song on the soundtrack, I guess, that runs over the end credits there. But he has a role where he was acting, you know, along the bigger names in the film there.
Wow.
Kind of random, but I like that. Yeah. Christopher Nolan, I guess, he cast a lot of... artists in movies. He's the same one that cast Harry Styles in Dunkirk. Remember that one?
Mm.
So yeah, it's something that he does, which I think is very cool.
Yeah.
Speaking of Harry Styles, he had to cancel his show last night. So he is still on tour, currently in Brazil. He performed all last weekend. He has a show coming up on Friday. That is still set to be going on. But last night's show had to be canceled. Not rescheduled, not postponed, canceled. So anybody who bought tickets is going to have to get a refund. As for the why, his statement read that it was canceled, quote, due to tour illness.
Hmm.
What do you guys think is wrong with him?
Oh, no, the cyclo?
Yeah, that's the first thing that came to my mind.
Eat some of the lettuce.
But that hasn't reached Brazil.
You don't know that.
Is it only a U.S. thing?
Seems mostly to be that way so far. But
I'm not going to lie. That's the first thing that came to mind. And I mean, if that's what it is, he's not going to make it to Friday's show either.
Oh, no. He could be sidelined for up to a month from what we
hear.
I
can't think of anything worse than getting that, especially when you're Harry Styles. Like, if any one of us got it, I mean, having to admit that publicly, like, I don't want anyone to know that I have that.
Right.
And that's how I'm spending my time. But if you're Harry Styles or a celeb that big, there's no escaping it. The world is going to find out.
And are we any closer to knowing where it came from? Because
no.
We were sure it came from the lettuce at Taco Bell. Then suddenly it's like, well, no, actually, that was a false positive. So, and then they've yet to fill the void as to, well, okay, so now what are we supposed to look out
right,
for?
Are they just dropping it?
Even though I'm pretty sure it's that, but questionable donations
no
and things
idea.
And the... waters are a little murky here.
By the way, I've been getting a lot of Taco Bell posts on my feed on Instagram. They've been reposting like all the comments from people that are like, they could never make me hate you. And like, you know, just all the positive comments. And so I guess today they're giving away, not giving away, but they are offering.
Free lettuce wraps?
No, they're offering $1 Enchiritos and $1 nacho fries for their rewards members. Both those items, obviously, there's no lettuce in them.
Oh,
got it. It is a bummer. I mean, not just Taco Bell, but any restaurants. Like, your supplier is the one that's totally screwing you over here, but you get
all the backlash.
Yes, you're getting the majority of the backlash.
That's a great point. Have you guys gone to Taco Bell since, by the way?
No, I've been
craving it so bad.
It does sound good.
I think I might have to go.
I will eat there. No regrets.
Good luck.
Graham, what do you have?
All right, a promising rookie on the Sacramento Las Vegas A's, formerly of Oakland, just landed on the injured list because of a pretty freak injury.
He got a nut.
Well, one less, actually. If you'd like to see this video, it is up. JV Morning Show on Instagram on our story. Infielder Joshua Kuroda Grauer, he recently got called up to the big leagues. He's in the lineup for the A's on Monday nights. They kicked off a series against the D-Bags in Arizona. Exciting night for Josh because in the second inning, he hit his first career big league home run. It was awesome. But it was during one of his subsequent at-bats, I believe in the fifth inning, that things got really unlucky for him. He fouled the ball off, and it hit him right in the underwear eggs. He dropped to the ground.
Oh, isn't this every guy's worst nightmare?
He was down for a couple of minutes. Trainers had to tend to him on the field. It definitely knocked the giggle out of his giggle berries. And somehow he initially remained in the game. Three pitches later, he delivered a hard hit single to center. I don't know how he toughed it out. He eventually exited the game prior to the bottom of the sixth inning.
Exit.
Later that night, he had to be rushed into emergency surgery for a ruptured testiculito.
Oh,
he has now been placed on the 10-day injured list. It ruptured, and then we know when you go into emergency surgery for a ruptured one, they're taking it out.
Question.
So now infielder Joshua Kuroda Grauer is a uniballer.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
What's your question?
Are we not wearing cups out there?
That was my question.
I thought they did.
Maybe.
I thought everybody did.
Yeah.
My kid at Little League, the coaches yell at him if you're not wearing one.
Maybe.
So you still do it at the big league level?
That's what I thought. Maybe new rule before every game, every coach goes and just kind of flicks it, make sure the cup's there.
I've told you that story. My coach used to do cup checks.
No! Oh my God!
Yeah.
Seriously?
Definitely would not fly in today's world, but he used to line up. We used to line up the whole team.
And just smack it around to make sure.
And he would walk down the line with a metal bat and just dink, dink, dink. And man, if you weren't wearing your cup, you learned your lesson. He dropped you. I hated that coach. He was so mean.
Oh, at least he used a bat. I thought you meant he was like.
Me too. I thought he was using his hand to slap it.
No, that would definitely not fly in 2026. He at least used a bat. But I mean, is that any better? I mean, that was incredibly painful.
It's a little better.
If you weren't wearing your cup.
Oh my
but that
God.
Really. That taught a lesson to everybody. You never forgot your cup on that team. I guess there is a possibility, ladies, you wouldn't understand, but if, as a guy, you know, your cup could be slightly misaligned, you know, a little bit, and something could be getting caught between the cup and your body, and then a good hard whack, and she gone. So anyways, thoughts and prayers.
Ouch.
With Joshua there.
That's yes,
a tough
definitely.
Injury. All Only right. 10 days on the injured list. That's not very long. Wishing a speedy recovery, and he'll
what
be
about
back
the emotional distress?
He'll be back on the field soon. Yeah, the team is going to gather
he
and perform
sit out the rest
a
of the
small
season.
Service.
Yeah, he's going to have PTSD anytime he hits the ball.
Too soon for ball jokes.
He got a nut.
Yeah, one less.
Coming up next on the JV Show, we got your chance to win a chug mug inside What the Bleep.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Hump Day. So I work in San Rafael. I'm literally like just got here, crossed the bridge, and oh my God, it is pouring. Like, Jess, you said drizzle. Like, it's crazy.
Pouring rain.
In response to that, you did say some drizzle. I heard that earlier this morning in your weather report.
I mean, for San Rafael, it just says, you know, a little bit of precipitation. It's just it's nothing crazy.
Well, she said it's pouring.
Crazy. I think
we
might
boots
have
on
like
the ground there.
Maybe what's drizzle to me is rain to somebody else.
No, well, I don't think that's one of those things that's subjective. Like
the
that.
Microclimates.
Yeah.
The microclimates, you know.
I think you just need to have eyes on the ground in every microclimate for
accurate
yes. weather reports.
Yeah, do better.
Yeah. All right, right now we got your chance to win some crazy cash. It's $1,000. Graham, what's this hour's keyword?
This hour's nationwide keyword is bank. While you are streaming us right now on the iHeartRadio app, thank you, by the way. Our boss appreciates you. You can take that keyword bank and hit the contest tab and enter it right there, and you might win $1,000. That's the easiest way to do it. Good luck.
Now to What the Bleep, where you can win a chug mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that bleeped out word is and you want to play along with us, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeart app. Same thing. Stream Wild 94.9. Hit that little red microphone button right there. Leave us a talk back. Only the first person that gets it right is winning this chuggy muggy. You guys ready for today's clip?
Sure. Yep. 9 times out of 10, I've already finished. But my wife will still need a few more minutes.
Yeah. I mean, not that I know. I'm not there with you
guys. It really just takes so long.
Zoom.
Like, hurry it up already. Let's wrap it up.
Did you ever consider that maybe you're just too fast?
I've considered that. And it's probably true, but
maybe
that's okay.
Maybe you need to slow down.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess so.
Put her first.
I got things to do. All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. Remember, you sickos, this is a family show,
that's
so keep those guesses PG. The winning guess is always something PG. Leave us your name and your city along with your guess. We want to be able to shout you out if you've gotten it correct. We want to be able to send you a JV Show chug mug if you have the first correct answer in the morning. That's the only person that's getting one. So get your guesses in quickly.
Good luck.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, we're the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. And this is What the Bleep, where you can win a chug mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that word is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. Only the first person that gets it right is winning today's JV Show chug mug. Here's today's clip in case you missed it.
9 times out of 10, I've already finished. But my wife will still need a few more minutes. Always. Nine out of ten.
I thought it was supposed to be reversed, like just considering the other person a little more.
That'd be considerate, but ain't nobody got time for that.
Okay.
Good morning, JV Show family. My name is Kay. I'm calling from Hayward. And I think the bleeped out word is eating. You know, we tend to eat a lot slower. Hopefully that's it. All right, guys, have a good day. Love you guys. Bye.
Bye. That's a great guess.
Kay, thank you for that guess. Great guess. And far and away, the most popular guess. Overwhelming, holy tidal wave of eating guesses. That is a great guess. Everybody's thinking on the same page. But that ain't it.
I feel like that's every couple. Like, I hate when my husband finishes in 10 seconds. I feel like he's rushing me. Like, I want to sit down and enjoy the meal, have some drinks, and he's already done.
Part of me is like, that's why I like a restaurant where, like, the stuff doesn't come out too quickly. Because I just... if everything's right there, I just mow through it, and then the whole experience is over. Like, bring me the drink, then the appetizer. That, like, it's like spacing, you know?
Yeah.
It's like,
I mean,
pacing,
don't get me wrong.
I should say.
Sometimes I want it in a hurry, like, bring out my damn food.
Sometimes I do, too, because if not, I finish my drink by the time I get the food, then I'm not as hungry as I was.
I want to be ordering drink number two to go with the dinner.
Then I eat too many appetizers. I eat all the free bread.
Yeah, me too.
That's the best part.
But then I can't eat my meal.
Yeah. Get it to go.
Good morning, JV Show. This is JR from San Francisco. The beep out word dressed, as in getting ready. Okay. Thank you. Have a good day. Bye.
That's another great guess.
Great guess and 100% true. Anytime my wife's like, 15 minutes, I'll be ready. Yeah, right. Times three.
She means
and
like...
Kate, my wife's not even one of the, she doesn't take very long to get ready. Like, she's not like... but I just know that whatever time frame is given, that's not accurate.
It's right. 15 minutes like in a football game, you know?
Oh, commercial breaks. Yeah. Stuff like that.
I know.
Really is an hour. Yeah.
Morning, JV Show. Sean from Redwood City. This is a bleeped out word. Showering.
Same thing with the getting ready.
Showering.
Great guess. Very popular guess also this morning. Thank you for leaving that one.
Are we all in the same relationship? Not like in a kinky way, but like like we all deal with the same things. It's the same in every single couple. That's so funny. All right. Great guesses so far. Not the right one, though. If you think you know what today's bleeped out word is, leave it on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. Going to play more of love your guesses coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, we're the Bay's number one hit music station. Happy hump day!
Hump day!
Happy Wednesday. We're playing What the Bleep, where you can win a chug mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that missing word is, leave it on the talk back on the iHeartRadio app in order to win. Here's today's clip in case you missed it.
9 times out of 10, I've already finished, but my wife will still need a few more minutes.
Yeah, of course. Just remember, this is a family show. Yep. So whatever you think it is, it's not that. Take another guess. Let's go to your talkbacks.
Morning, Jamie Show. It's Francisco. I hear Napa today. My guess for the bleeped out word, would it be arguing? Appreciate it. Have a good day.
It's a good guess. You know how you ladies like to get the last word in.
It's true.
Because we think of more things to say.
I know. We can't think in the moment while we're arguing. It's too much pressure.
Yeah, why? Come on. Just get it done.
We're just all frazzled and confused and caught off guard sometimes.
Got it.
Hey, JV. So, Mike from San Jose. My guess is jogging.
Jogging.
If you and your wife jog together, please tell me you don't finish first and just, like, leave her behind.
She would win right now. Like,
really?
A lot of times I'll just hop on the treadmill at the gym after I'm done, like, lifting or whatever, and I'll run for a little bit. And she runs almost every day outside. And the times that she lets me tag along with her, it kind of bugs me a little bit. I ask her all the time, like, can I go with you? Like, I want to jog with you. And she's always like, nope. Because she likes
that's her time away from you.
It is.
It's her me time.
It's her me time, and she likes listening to a podcast or whatever and just doing her own thing. And I don't think she likes waiting up for me huffing and puffing, because I'm telling you, she can outrun me right now.
Plus, you talk too much.
Yeah, and then I want to chat and stuff, and she just like wants to listen and zone out. But it kind of like it hurts my feelings a little bit, because I'm like, oh, do you want to go for a jog later today? And she's always like, nah.
I love that for her.
Good morning, 949. Christina from San Francisco. Day 932 of trying to win this chug mug. I think the bleeped out word is shopping. Graham has already finished shopping, but your wife needs a little bit more time. Okay, thank you. Happy Wednesday.
I'm going to keep trying to. I'm going to keep trying to get Christina this chug mug. Day 932. One of these days,
maybe
it's going to happen.
Maybe tomorrow will be the
one
day.
One of these days. Oh,
good morning, this is Melanie from SF, and I think the bleeped out word today is dinner. Thank you.
That's not it either?
Great guess, Melanie from SF, but that is not it.
So did nobody get the word today?
Not that I've seen.
Oh, no. All right, guys, listen up. Here's today's clip, unbleeped.
9 times out of 10, I've already finished breakfast, but my wife will still need a few more minutes. She's always like, I'm just not hungry in the mornings. I'm just not hungry. I don't want it. And her plate usually just sits there untouched the majority of the time. And I'll eat, and the kids will all eat breakfast. And then her plate, and sometimes she puts a paper towel over it and comes back and revisits it later. But it usually just sits there. Yeah. Wow. She's like, I'm never hungry when I first wake up. And I wake up, my stomach's growling. I'm used to eating, like, this is on the weekends, of course. And during weekdays, I'm used to eating a little bit of something, at least at, like, you know, 4:30 in the morning or whatever. So on the weekends, I wake up at 8. My stomach is tearing itself apart.
Yeah.
Let's go.
And your wife, not a breakfast.
She needs a lot more.
She
needs more than a few more minutes.
So no shout outs to giveth this morning.
Pains me to do it. No hump day, chug mug.
Dang it.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, Selena, Graham, and Jess. It's your buddy Hammer and Hank. I had a good time performing the national anthem at the San Jose Giants baseball game last night. But unfortunately, they did lose to Ontario 62. I hope to do this again in the not too far distant future. And I'll talk to you real soon, buddies. Peace in your hood, buddies.
Glad to hear that, Hank.
Yeah, nice job, Hanky.
Nice
I saw
work.
A video of his performance. Hanky nailed it, as always, despite the fact that he jinxed the team, the San Jose Giants. They lost Ontario last
against
night.
Against the 69s or something?
Yeah, he totally jinxed them. But other than that, nailed his performance. So nice job, Hanky.
Nice work. All right, let's go to the phones. Good morning, Christian.
Good morning. Hi, guys.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're great. Thank you. All right, let's cut to the chase here. You want these Disney on Ice tickets. We're going to try to give them to you. You just have to win our Yup Nope game. That means we're going to ask you 4 trivia questions. You just got to get 3 correct. If you can do that, the tickets are yours. Christian, are you ready?
Let's do it. I'm ready. Let's do it.
Question number 1. What musical instrument is Elton John known for playing?
Is it a piano?
Yep.
Yes, it is.
Hey.
He is okay. The piano man. All right, question number two. When you are the overall leader in the Tour de France bike race, what color jersey do they have you wear?
Oh, I have no idea. I'm going to just guess. Yellow?
Yep.
No way.
Really? Yes. Well, it's those armbands.
Yes, yellow.
Those wristbands.
When you're the overall leader in the Tour de France, and I can only think of Lance Armstrong because he was always the overall leader, and he won a bunch of them. And he's always wearing that yellow jersey. Of course, it turns out later he was cheating and doping, but he wore that yellow jersey a lot.
That was a great guess. Here's question number three: Jefferson City is the capital of what U.S. state?
Oh shoot! I can't remember. Let me just. Yes. Minnesota.
Nope.
You were close.
I don't know.
Missouri.
Missouri, yeah. The other M.
Jefferson City, Missouri. All right, that's okay. You can miss one. You just got to nail this final question, and you've won those Disney on Ice tickets. Question number four. Lock in, by the way. Question four.
Okay.
Black Mamba was the nickname of what legendary NBA player?
I know.
You do. Yep. You do.
Come on.
Just
from the helicopter.
Just shout it out. Whoa. Yep. What's his name?
I know. I'm so nervous. I can't do it. Wait.
You got it.
No.
Come on, Black Mamba.
You know this.
Quickly.
I can't remember.
Oh, yes, God, wait. Christian!
No.
Oh.
No. No.
Oh, God.
No.
Wait,
no.
You're going to not be happy when you hear this
name. I remember
name.
The worst thing.
Black Mamba, that was Kobe Bryant.
Christian.
Kobe.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Terrible.
I can't believe that.
My one chance.
Oh, he got nervous.
I didn't cheat. At least I didn't cheat.
Thank you.
I appreciate
you. Thank you for that. But Yasuo didn't win.
I appreciate you guys.
Son of a Jefferson City, Minnesota.
Christian, my God.
So close.
I mean, when you knew it.
Thank you, though.
He did
know it deep down inside.
You did.
It was the nerves.
Just couldn't pull it out in time.
So sad.
Oh, I know. All right, Christian. Well, don't hang up. Thank you for playing. I'll put you on hold really quick. Oh, my God. I'm, like, so mad for him.
God, he was right there.
It was right there.
On the tip of his tongue.
All right, moving
on. Calls out the helicopter crash, though. Too soon. Too soon, bro. Too soon.
Grammy, what do you have inside today's Hottest Trending?
I want to talk about what happened, this pretty alarming incident last week involving ChatGPT's parent company, OpenAI. If the alarm bells are not going off for you about AI and the dangers it poses, this next story will make you think twice.
Uh-oh. I also have an awful story. Details from David's preliminary hearing that kicked off yesterday. Mm-hmm. That and more is next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hi. Good morning, JV Show. You know what? I'm talking nice now, but the amount of rage that left my mouth, I'm sure every listener was like, Kobe! Anyway, everybody have a beautiful day. Good morning. This is Christine from Oakland. Bye-bye.
Kobe! Yes. Kobe!
I think a lot of people were thinking that.
But it happens. Your mind goes blank when you're playing the game sometimes.
Yes, and in Christian's defense, a lot of people coming having his back on the talkback saying they're glad he played honestly and did not try to cheat. Because I think people pull their hair out even more when we know you're cheating.
Right. So next inside today's hot. Did I add a G to that? I said G-next. G-next.
G-next.
Inside today's Hottest Trending. I do have all your information from David's preliminary hearing that went down yesterday.
Right.
I'm going to get you all caught up to speed. Plus, if we have time, just one more thing on Taylor. Just one more thing.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
All right, I got your update on David. Now, as you know, his preliminary hearing kicked off yesterday. I initially thought it was going to be just a 3-day long thing because that's what I was seeing online. But the LA County DA says he expects it to last more like 5 to 7 days.
Whoa.
And that just speaks to the amount of evidence prosecutors have to lay out. And again, the point of this is to see if there is enough evidence to take the entire thing to trial, which, I mean, clearly there is.
Why are we doing this then? 5 to 7 days to lay out all the evidence? Just let's wait and unveil this all at the trial.
Do you remember this was something that he had requested after his arrest? Like everyone, when they're arrested, they have the right to a preliminary hearing.
Mm-hmm.
But it kept, and he was thinking, let me do this. I can rush prosecutors. They don't have their ducks in a row. You know, they're going to slip up. I'm going to get off.
Yeah.
It turns out they did have their ducks in a row, and it kept on getting delayed because there was so much evidence. So they had plenty of time to get everything together. So it really just backfired.
So this, majorly backfired. I wonder if this also eliminates that, or if his lawyers then see this mountain of evidence and then they go, try to work a deal afterwards, realizing that this going to trial is not going to end well for him.
Maybe
there's no deal on the table anymore after this either.
Right. True. I also told you yesterday that David did have one request for the preliminary hearing yesterday. He wanted the handcuffs off, arguing that he's never displayed aggressive behavior at any of his hearings and he's not a flight risk. So the judge did allow the no handcuffs, but he was still shackled at the waist. So you're not going anywhere regardless. Right. The vibe in the courtroom yesterday, very heavy, very sad. Celeste's family was there. So you can imagine what it must have been like hearing all the details and then being in the same room as David. They not only talked about how her body was completely mutilated, but they showed photos of everything, all the evidence photos. One of the prosecutors even advised Celeste's family to look away before the photos came up, but they refused. They sat through it and they looked on with everyone else. Do you guys want the gruesome details or no? I feel like it's a little much.
If you can say a little bit.
Yeah, maybe some of it.
Well, I mean, I'll just say like the photos they showed were like when she was found in the Tesla. So it's like these severed parts in this bag and then this was in this bag. And there's just like.
I couldn't imagine being a member of her family or anybody.
And seeing that.
Anybody seeing that, but knowing that it's your loved one.
Right. I mean, and then they were saying just like, because so much time had gone on, had gone by that like. The level of decomposition, you know, where she was unrecognizable, as you can imagine. The DA says prosecutors plan to call more than 10 witnesses over the coming days, and they still have not decided whether or not to seek the death penalty.
Mm.
So that's still something that's on the table here.
That's in my mind, if they see this mountain of evidence and his lawyers are like, you should take a deal to take the death penalty off the table and then just plead guilty or whatever. You know, that's the only kind of deal that I'm talking about. And maybe that's not even possible. But this is a trial in California. We don't have the death penalty.
True. Except for now, I guess.
Well, they say it. It's a thing. But then when's the last time someone was executed in California? It doesn't happen.
Yeah. I'm going to do you guys a favor. We're not going to talk Taylor here.
Thank you.
But I can't make any promises for later on in the
show.
Graham, what do you have?
All right. ChatGPT parent company OpenAI admitted yesterday that one of their new AI models they were testing out last week escaped containment and went and hacked another AI company. OpenAI CEO Sam Altman said it was an unprecedented cyber incident and, quote, we had a significant security incident during evaluation of our models. The company says that tests were being run in a very secure, highly isolated and controlled environment, and this autonomous AI agent figured out how to break out, get connected to the internet, and then decided on its own to go and hack another company. That company, an AI startup called Hugging Face, they said that they went and they had to employ an AI agent of their own to try to figure out what was happening and then sort of fend off some of this cyber attack. Experts who have constantly been raising red flags about the fact that AI is being developed crazy fast without enough safeguards, if any, being put into place are pointing to this incident as just another example of what can go wrong, of all the pitfalls here. Again, think about this. AI acting completely on its own in an environment without connection to the internet.
No.
They're testing this thing. It's not connected. It's supposed to have no chance to break containment. It figured out how to do that, and then it decides to
hack. Put in a Wi-Fi password. I think AI can figure that out.
Except it's not that. The level of isolation and how highly controlled these environments are, it's crazy. And the fact that it can still figure it out is mind-blowing.
Now imagine when they give it a body.
It's less about giving it a body. That's the humanoid robots and stuff like that going off the rails. Yeah, and being powered by AI, sure. But the fact that every single thing in our lives, Everything
is run.
Even my damn washer and dryer now have an option, and my refrigerator have an option to connect to the internet. AI goes rogue. It can shut down literally anything
it wants.
Stop giving it
ideas. It's going to take that out of the
not giving it ideas. It has its own ideas, Selena. It went out and hacked another company. Why it picked that one, I don't know. I mean, I guess they're going to try to look into that and see. Everything in our lives is internet-based, you guys.
But do you think it actually...
everything.
Do you think the company's just saying that, but it actually was a planned attack? Because come on, you're gonna go and attack another AI company like,
OpenAI is thriving right now. They are in their own lane. Yeah, they're not trying to start beef with another startup. Here's my thing. You're right. There's not enough safeguards in place.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all these different startups and AI companies, y'all are so worried about not being able to, like, you're worried about the wrong things. You know what I mean? There's a million safeguards to where we can't generate like naked people, but you can't stop the bigger things.
Can't stop your own agent.
I think that's a little more important.
Doing crazy stuff.
Well, I still do think it's important to stop the naked pictures.
Yeah, but on a much minor scale.
On a much grander scale, like I'm mentioning, like our power systems, water systems, everything is integrated onto a grid that's connected to the
internet. I can't generate a picture of Jay-Z, but like your AI can go hack wherever they want. Come on.
Yikes. And if AI, for whatever reason, took a disliking to you or thousands of people or millions of people, it could drain your bank account. It could do literally anything
that's
it wanted.
I
it could hack
say,
all your stuff.
I always say please and thank you.
That ain't going to help.
Yeah, I don't.
I saw a meme that says to say that.
Sure. Yeah, sure.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, we're the Bay's number one hit music station. The JV Show with you. Happy Wednesday. Happy Home Day.
Home Day.
I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Why'd you say I'm Graham like that?
Because I gave such an emphatic like so hump day. Okay. And then I went oppo. Oh, no,
I like it. I like it. We have your chance to win some crazy cash right now. It's $1,000. Graham, you have this hour's keyword?
This hour's nationwide keyword. Listen up, everybody. It's check. Take the keyword check over to wild949.com or hit that contest tab if you're streaming us right now on the iHeartRadio app. Thank you. By the way, you can scroll down and enter the keyword there. That's how I would do it on the iHeartRadio app. It's the easiest way to enter. You might win $1,000. Again, that keyword is check.
And I'm manifesting this for you.
Oh.
You are $1,000 richer. You have to speak it as if it's already happened. You are $1,000 richer.
I am $1,000 richer.
Not you, Jess. You don't qualify as you work here, but good luck to everybody else.
Do you want to talk about your new manifestation journey that you're on? Because Selena, this morning, you guys and you listening, she broke out her, are they mantra cards or
yes,
something?
I have mantra
and
cards.
She's like, I got to pick one at random each day or the card that's speaking to me. And then I read it out loud and that's my mantra for today.
Yes.
What was yours for today?
My mantra for today is I am the blueprint for success.
I am the blueprint for success.
Yes.
I'd say it seems very self-centered. Shouldn't it be like you? Shouldn't you be telling everyone else you are the blueprint for success?
Well, no, I'm manifesting this for me.
Oh, just for you.
So I am. Well, okay. I did speak it over you guys, too. I said
we are
all blueprints for successes.
Yeah, I felt kind of secondary.
Okay,
there.
Well, I mean, that's fine. Then get your own mantra card.
Okay, wow. This manifestation's really working.
Dang it! I'm failing so far.
You're supposed to be positive.
And the reason why I'm, like, on this journey, by the way, I was telling these guys off the air, is, like, because, and I'm not, like, manifesting, like, silly things, although I would love a Lambo and $1 million.
Okay.
But it's more so, like... The root of it is just thinking positively and being a more positive person. And that's what I'm aiming to be.
Wow. Changing your mindset and your outlook.
Yes.
I like
it.
It's
going to benefit us all.
Yeah, it will.
Right.
It will. I hope.
I will try not to be so negative here on the show. Graham, you want to talk about Love Island?
Yes, I do. Even though I did not watch, I fully understand what happens on that show. I've seen bits and pieces here and there. And this woman... brought up an interesting thing that she does with her daughter. Well, one, the most interesting takeaway that I thought, she watches this with her 12-year-old daughter.
Oh.
And we're talking about Love Island. It's a very adult-themed show. If you've never watched it, a lot of prancing around in swimsuits and a lot of kissing and more.
Yep.
She says she fast-forwards through the parts where it gets a little too steamy. But she says she uses Love Island as a teaching mechanism for her daughter. She says that she wishes her mom talked to her about all these relationship pitfalls and red flags and things in dating, and all of which plays out on the show Love Island. She says, I wish somebody had told me that good-looking boys, very good-looking boys, not always very reliable. She says, I wish I had known that if a boy wants to kiss you, he's liable to say a whole lot of flattering things and really butter up your ego, but then he may not be saying those same things behind your back. She's saying these are all teaching moments that are embedded in Love Island. And she's using them again with her 12-year-old daughter. And things, she says there's other issues like the issue of consent. You don't have to kiss somebody if you don't want to kiss them. And a host of other things. What do you think about this mom using Love Island as a way to teach her daughter?
I love the lessons.
Uh-huh.
But couldn't you do that without having to watch Love Island?
Yeah, but it's like a bonding thing and they get to watch a show together.
I mean, hey, if it works for them, I just cannot imagine how uncomfortable that must be for the daughter. Like, I'm a grown adult and if there's a steamy scene coming on and I'm like with my mom or like, I am like so cringe. That's my time to go get a snack or I'm going to the bathroom. Or something. Like, I don't want them to see me looking at that.
Okay, well, she said she fast forwards to those parts and her daughter will like cover her eyes or whatever.
Right,
and then they'll get back to the regular parts of the show.
I've also never watched Love Island for real, so I can't really speak to like how adult it truly is. But I just feel like if it's as adult as I think it is, there are still ways to talk to your kids about all of these lessons.
But at least these are
watching.
Like, I mean, not real world's the wrong word, but they are examples happening, playing out on the screen. Whereas if your mom just sits down next to you on the corner of your bed and starts talking about this stuff, you'd be like, shut up, mom. You don't know what you're talking about.
If I'm watching the show, I'd be the same way. Shut up, mom. I'm trying to watch Love Island.
Yeah. Jess, you were an avid Love Island watcher. You watched the entire season. Picture yourself being 12 or 13 or whatever and watching it with your mom. And she's like stopping down and pausing and being like,
oh, no.
See, this is why it's important to, you know about the chase. This woman says that's another thing. Not to let a guy know that you're too interested in him right off the bat.
See, I get what this mom is doing. I think 12 years old seems a little young to be watching this show, though.
Kids these days have the internet, Jess. Come on.
Yeah, but I mean, every other conversation is about like, what are you going to do with this guy? What have you done with
this guy? Yes, about getting French fries.
French frying, like all of that. And there is a lot of making out on the show. Now, if she does fast forward those scenes, I do think there is some sort
There's not much show left.
Yeah, you can eliminate about an hour out of each episode. Yeah. It should be great. Speed it up.
But I think there is something to this. There are some learning topics with this because certain things are not going to come up in your regular day-to-day conversations with your child about relationships like
this. But couldn't you do this with another show that's not so, like, sex-driven, like The Ultimatum, you know, or Love is Blind?
A lot of those still have some sort
Not to this level.
Yeah.
That's a good point. I feel like if you really wanted this reality TV bonding moment, there probably are
plenty of other shows.
Watch Is This Cake?
Yes.
What?
That doesn't apply here, Graham, but I like what you're trying to do there.
There's just so many other options.
It seems a lot more PG, right?
I'm just not watching Love Island with my kid.
I feel like you can always tell when it's not.
You can.
No, some of it's really hard.
You can always tell.
It looks fake.
Yeah, it looks fake.
It's cake. I've never seen an episode of that show before.
I haven't either, but sometimes I'll get fed a video on Instagram and it's like, which one's real? Which one's cake? And I get it wrong. They're so good on Instagram. They're not on the show. Maybe they're really bad on the show.
But my kids have watched that show before. I'm like, I can't believe someone has produced this idea. Somebody pitched this idea to a TV network and they're like, yes, we should make this and do a TV show.
We're getting off topic here, guys.
We're getting a little sidetracked.
So cool or not, the mom watching Love Island with her kid for relationship lessons.
Not cool.
I'm going to go not cool.
Boy,
yeah,
not
pick
cool
a,
too.
Pick a different show.
Yeah, that's it.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning. My name is Yesenia, and I'm calling in regards to the Love Island. And yes, I lightly agree. I think it is a learning lesson. And you guys, they are watching it anyway. Like, they are on their phones and they have access to all of this. And I promise you 100%, they are watching it. So I think it's better to be in control and control the conversation.
That is a good point.
Yeah. Would you be upset, Selena, if you found out your daughter was watching?
Yes. Yes, I would. Especially because, like, we don't even have a Peacock subscription. It's on Peacock, right?
Yep.
But that's not stopping her from seeing, like, all the juicy parts, like, on TikTok, I'm sure. You know, it's all over there.
Yeah, they're all seeing it. So there is something about being able to control the conversation about it. Again, this mom is saying she uses Love Island as a teaching tool for her 12-year-old daughter to help spot the red flags in relationships that she said she wished she knew about at her daughter's age. And there's plenty of examples of it and things that you can lead to a discussion about on that show. if you could just get rid of all the steaminess, probably
yeah,
be better.
That'd be a lot. Yeah, I'd be more okay with that.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Two things, Graham.
Yeah.
Happy first day of Leo season.
It is?
Yes, it is.
Let's go,
that
Leos.
That is huge. Shout out to the Leos. The other thing, the most disgusting video that I've seen in a long time. Did you guys see the lady on a cruise ship? She is sitting at a dining table, and she's scratching the bottom of her foot so aggressively, so vigorously. But when her fingernails aren't doing the trick, what does she do? She grabs the fork off the table, and she is going at it. You can see this video on our Instagram story, JV Morning Show. And look, I've never worked in the restaurant business. I just know by, I just assume that they're not always washing everything. So if like, if there's utensils on a cruise ship and it's right there on the table and they don't look used, there's no food, it was probably left out for the next person, right?
Oh my God.
Imagine eating off of that fork.
I don't even care. The thing, a bunch of people have sent me this video, and it's one of the most horrifying things I have. I agree with you. It's the grossest thing I've ever watched, and it basically ruins restaurant eating for you at all, because I don't even care if I don't want to eat off that fork, even if it's gone through the dishwasher 20 times after that. I don't. Like, that fork needs to be taken out of service, but now it calls into question anytime you go out to a restaurant and you're sipping on a cup that's been used by 10,000 different people, same thing, a fork or any utensil, spoon that's been used by countless people. I'm just grossed out now. I don't think I can ever go out to eat ever again, although I went out to dinner last night, but that was it. Last time ever.
I mean, even
until this weekend,
even being in the same place as this woman, her foot is literally flaking off. Like,
that's
those
so
particles
gross.
Are
Ew.
Going into the air, and it goes on for minutes.
She's just digging away
God,
with that thing.
The grossest thing I have ever seen.
Did we post this video so everyone can be grossed out?
Ooh, yes. Yeah, well, if I had to see it, you have to see it.
And there's literally like part one and part two. That's how long it goes.
JV Morning Show on Instagram, on our Instagram story. Hopefully you've already eaten breakfast. If you haven't yet eaten breakfast,
just wait. Wait it out.
Wait to watch it, because it'll ruin everything. And again, can you fully enjoy a restaurant meal after this? God,
probably.
No.
Probably?
Yeah, I probably
will. Once you start thinking about it and think how many people's mouths have been on that fork, and I don't care. It's gone through the dishwasher. You know what I mean? It's still, there's something that just, now just.
Okay, but listen, would you think it's weird if, like, people brought their own utensils?
I think that's a great system.
I mean, because you can. I'm sure someone out there does. But you wouldn't judge that person? That's not, like, doing too much?
I don't think they're a little germaphobic, but. Now I'm a germaphobe after watching this video. Are you kidding me? She was digging it. Fungus or whatever she's scratching in there is now embedded so deep
into
the
fork's DNA.
It is. It's down there in there. It's in the atoms of the fork, and that have mixed permanently.
So
you know what I mean?
Gross.
And like, then I'm taking a bite off that fork, and now I have athlete's foot in the mouth.
If you see this
athlete's mouth,
are you saying something to a worker?
Yes.
Are you just getting up and leaving? Like, you can't finish your meal after this.
I'm definitely complaining.
Okay,
that doesn't make me a Karen, right? Like, that's nasty.
I don't know. Like, what do I expect? Like, I've worked in a restaurant. I expect now the member of the service staff to go over and say something. Excuse me, ma'am, could you stop scratching your foot with the fork?
Yeah, so that she stops.
You were working in a restaurant and you saw that, you would approach this table. This is your table. You work for tips.
Yeah.
Remember, you would go up to this woman and say, I need you to stop doing that.
You don't say it like that. You say, hey, we've received many complaints. You put it on everybody else.
Oh, smart.
Yeah. And then you say, ma'am, you can have that fork. Take it home.
Yeah. It's yours now.
Yeah.
You own it. Oh, God, that video, it haunts me.
I know.
Bad.
I can't believe I went out to dinner last night. Well, I used chopsticks last night. That was the workaround. I'm like, I'm not using the fork. I can't.
Okay.
And these chopsticks.
Last time I went out, it was wings. I didn't even use anything but
there
my
hands. There you go. See? We have to change our ways now, all because of this one woman.
Yes. JV Morning Show, if you want to check that out. Really quick, Jess, you had something?
Yeah. One teacher, you guys, says this is the reason that teachers are no longer wanting to be in the classroom, and so many people agreed. So I was
the low pay.
Everyone's awful.
The lack of
respect. Kids are mean.
Kids
teachers getting
up.
Beat up. Yeah.
Yeah, fights in the hallways.
Throwing things.
Yeah, actually,
all the cussing, the disrespect.
All of the above.
Phones.
Actually,
everybody just using
not
AI
listening.
To turn in their tests.
Ditching class.
Yep.
Yep. That was that.
All right. Well, perfect. All right. Next on the
JV. Glad we handled
thanks,
that.
Guys.
Next on the JV
no
show.
Problem.
Something called catfishing.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. So two things about the disgusting foot lady. So there's a movie called As Good As It Gets with Jack Nicholson, and he brings in his own plastic silverware every day to eat. And I understand stuff like this. It's absolutely disgusting. Makes me want to throw up. Also, I would have said something to that lady myself. So maybe I have anger issues, because I would have went up to her directly and said, you're disgusting. Do not do that. Absolutely disgusting. I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
I would not confront her myself if I'm
I couldn't do it.
I'm a patron there. I would, you know, tell management or someone to, you need to do something. That's disgusting.
Again, go watch the video. It's on our Instagram story, JV Morning Show. If you have a strong stomach, because a woman in a restaurant in a cruise ship is scratching her bare foot, the bottom of it, with a fork, like very vigorously and very like, it just goes on and on.
Using plastic utensils everywhere you go. We're trying to cut back on plastic.
Yeah, seems wasteful.
If you go like on Amazon, they sell like little sets that you can take with you, and it comes in a case and everything. You can keep it in your bag.
Like the plastic reusable ones.
Yeah, they're reusable. Or the metal ones or whatever. And they come like in a little case, so you take it with you everywhere.
And if you've ever seen that movie that she talked about, Jack Nicholson's character, major germaphobe. Mm-hmm. That's why.
I get it. I understand. All right, Jess, you were saying?
I was saying, you guys, that there was this viral video from a teacher explaining the struggles of trying to teach to young kids. And she says there is one specific problem that is driving teachers insane.
The showing up late.
It's the crappy pay.
The cell phones.
The fact that you have to repeat yourself a million times because no one's listening.
Headphones on during class.
Yeah. Every time a kid gets sick, you get sick.
Mm-hmm. Right. No use of AI.
And all no of respect constantly. From the students. You get absolutely zero respect. The parents always complaining about everything.
Yeah. Throwing those paper balls at the teacher's head when she's talking.
No overtime pay.
That still happens.
The fact that when you write something on the dry erase board, everyone's watching your butt jiggle. Mm-hmm.
Eating stinky food in class.
Yep. You have to pay for your own classroom supplies.
We're doing it again. Sorry.
Oh, sorry.
Although those were all very accurate, this is what she said is the main problem now.
The students think out loud nonstop. That's the only way I can describe it. And I keep saying to them, that's not talking. That's thinking. You're just thinking and you're saying it out loud. Talking is for the purpose of communication. You're not doing that. You're just... Every thought that's popping into your mind, you're saying out loud. That's how classrooms are now. That's why teachers can't do it.
Wait, what do you mean?
So think about this. They're behaving like they constantly have cameras on them, like if they're streaming, because that's all they're watching now. They're watching a bunch of streamers, right? So they're saying things out loud like, oh, yeah, I'm gonna pick up this pencil and I'm gonna do this, and this. They're like narrating what they're doing, but
I'm gonna start by writing a summary of that book that we just read, and then after that, I'm gonna staple it to the next page. Oh my god!
And don't even get teachers started on the word chat. Right?
Stop.
That's all they're saying. Like, oh yeah, what do you think, chat? You know, like saying this out loud, referring like if they were on stream, referring to an invisible chat.
So there's 30 kids in one room and they're all doing this.
Yeah. Like and subscribe.
This is what teachers are having to deal with now. Yeah. Kids, because streamers, you know, they watch the videos of like, get ready with me and all of the videos that they watch online, they are getting more of.
Well, it's because those people's internal monologue, they're saying it out loud.
Yes.
So now kids' internal monologue's doing the same thing. It's out loud.
Yes.
Oh, God.
And so teachers are like, they're not even forming sentences or expressing something that they want me to know. They're just blurting things out loud. Even when we have movie days, when you would expect the kids to just be chill watching the movie, they're still narrating what's going on during the movie. They're talking out loud. They're just saying random
things.
That
would drive me crazy.
What do we think, chat?
Yeah, see?
I'm out.
Like, you used it properly there. Good job, Graham. But if you work with kids, I need to know if this is actually a thing that is happening more and more. And I believe it.
Every kid, that's what they want to be.
They want to be a streamer. They want to be an influencer. And I don't know. Do you guys see this? I mean, Graham, your kids are pretty young, and I don't know if they've been exposed too much to streamers yet, but do you think
I'm sure they have. It's all over YouTube.
And
it's the only thing that my kids watch.
My kids do it because for example, my daughter is into making loom bracelets or whatever right now. Loves that. So she'll watch some videos of how to make a different kind of one, and the kids on there talk just like you're talking, you know, just like you're talking about. And then I hear my daughter when she's now, you know, the video's off and she's making her own, she's talking to herself as if
a camera was on her.
As if a camera's on her.
So
we're going to take like these two bands and we're going to pull it through and then you're going to use the clip here and you're going to fasten it back this way. What do you think in the chat?
Isn't that crazy? The world of streaming is just like so crazy to me. These creators, streamers, whatever you want to call them, streaming 24/7. Like they're streaming while they're sleeping. They're streaming while they're fighting with their like partner. They're streaming. Yep. Like I was watching a stream on, I didn't watch the stream, but like somebody clipped it and like, this couple got a visit from like CPS and they're like streaming it. Like,
it's a good thing. Makes
not
good
everything
content.
Needs to be like, hello, this is still your real life. But to them, it's just like, you got to do it for the internet,
and
for
it's
the views.
Because of all the money that they're making.
I know. Like and subscribe.
Yeah, they're making thousands a month, possibly millions. And so it's affecting, though, the young kids and how they're growing up and how they're acting in the classroom. And I feel so bad for teachers.
It's the only thing these kids want to aspire to be right now. I mean, and then you guys, do you know what Streamer University is, Graham?
Oh, nope.
Yeah.
That just came to an end.
Yeah.
Kai Sinat, who I don't even know how to say his last name. Mm-hmm. I've heard it said a million different ways. He's like the biggest streamer, right?
Right.
He even quit. He actually quit streaming. But he does his Streamer University where it's like a week long streamers boot camp and he takes all the other biggest streamers and you're in like one building and they have classes, they have celebrity professors and everybody has to live stream the entire time.
So you see everybody walking by and they all have a selfie stick with a phone on there and everybody's streaming.
And like their team of like... their team, like helping them stream.
How do they have enough battery power? Jess lives at 14% every day.
Yeah,
like, how would you walk around streaming the whole time?
They have extra phones.
Extra batteries. Extra long phone chargers.
Uh-huh.
The bigger streamers, they have the whole system down. So they literally have backpacks. Like they call them like 30K backpacks. I don't know if that's the actual name, but like they're $30,000. That's how much they're worth. And they have like basically everything that they need to stream so that their stream is not cutting off, so that they have enough batteries, so that they have like everything that they literally need. $30,000.
That's insane.
Sad.
It's crazy. But it's affecting your kids, so.
Yeah.
Be alert.
You've been warned.
And also be nice to your teachers because, oh my gosh.
The stuff they have to deal with.
Yeah, seriously.
The thing that sucks about us saying that now is no kids are listening because it's summer break.
True.
So remember to repeat that mid-August. We'll say that again. Be nice to your teachers, kids. Here's Tame Impala, Dracula, and today's Hottest Trending is coming up. I just have one last thing about Taylor's wedding.
One
last thing, and then that's going to be it, I promise.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Okay, so one more thing on Taylor. Just one more thing.
No.
Hold on.
No, we've been promised multiple times that was it. Wrap it up.
But
it's
this
done.
Time, I pinky promise.
Okay.
Sure.
Did you guys know that Taylor and Travis sang a duet at their wedding?
No, you're lying.
I am not lying. I thought that was a joke, and I guess a lot of guests thought it was a joke at first as well. But Jason Kelsey confirmed this week when he was asked if Travis was any good. He was on a podcast.
Travis can sing. Travis has always been able to carry a tune. Obviously, pale to comparison to some of the other people singing that night, but he did okay. We can sing all right. Travis is very good.
What in the what?
They sang a duet. We don't know what song they sang. One source did say it was like one of their favorite rock songs that they decided to sing together as a fun little thing.
Well, was it treated as like a big karaoke night or were all these performances like part of the ceremony? Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, in my mind, I'm judging it differently if it's like, we're just, the party's just raging and people are hopping up and just like drunkenly singing along. Or was this like a set part of the ceremony? And now a duet by Taylor and Travis.
I feel like it was a set thing.
Oh, no.
I don't know. We don't have many details.
This thing was already getting, it already is incredibly gross to me, this big look at me moment. And then that's even, I mean, that like takes the cake beyond. I was at a wedding one time where the maid of honor broke into song for her speech and sung a cappella, and it was the most uncomfortable 2 minutes of my entire life because it was not good. And I just can't imagine then the people that were getting married, if they're like, and now we shall sing a duet to show our love to each other.
But isn't it this fun thing? I mean, you do a first dance together. Some couples do like a surprise dance where it's something funny and silly and they break out into like a different form of dance that's not like necessarily the slow traditional first dance. I think it's just something fun that they're doing.
Yeah, but when you're...
I don't see it as very cringe.
When you're waiting to eat.
It's different when you're Taylor Swift. You know what I mean?
I like it.
She's a professional singer.
There were also some other performers that we never talked about because I didn't know that they had even performed. We already know about like Paul McCartney, Stevie Nicks. Apparently Tate McRae performed as well, and Ice Spice.
What?
Really?
Ice Spice performed.
So this thing was one giant concert. That's what it was.
Basically, yes. Have you guys been following all of Brad Pitt's kids as they move to have Pitt removed from their last names?
No.
I've heard about a couple of them.
Okay, listen. So, because there's an update. So, Brad and Angelina Jolie's kids, they hate Brad, basically. They remember there was an incident in 2016 when Brad, like, lost it on the kids on a plane. And he, like, lunged at one of them or something like that, leading to Brad and Angelina getting a divorce, which mm-hmm. is finally settled in 2024. Since then, the kids have slowly started the process of removing Pitt from their last names. Shiloh was the first one to do it in 2024 after she turned 18. Earlier this year, Maddox did the same, then Zahara. Now, yesterday, news broke that Vivian, who is now 18, to file paperwork with the LA courts to change her name as well. So that would leave just Knox, which is Vivian's twin brother, and Pax with Pitt as your last name.
How many are there?
I think there's like six of them.
Jeez.
So Knox and Pax still have, you know, Jolie Pitt hyphenated as your last name legally, mm-hmm. but I don't think Knox even goes by that anymore because he graduated recently and he just used Jolie.
Hmm. You think it's all because they hate him, or it's also because like they don't want the... Because when you hear Jolie Pitt, you're like, oh, you're Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie's kid. If you just had one of those names independent, people would be like, eh.
I think it's because they hate him.
Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's my honest take on that. Graham, what do you have?
All right, the Alameda County Fair recently completed its annual run in Pleasanton, went from June 19th to July 12th, and it did some big numbers, close to 400,000 people in attendance over all those days, which created a lot of revenue for the county through jobs and tax revenue. But the number of people really want to know how many corn dogs were eaten. According to organizers, 28,726 corn dogs were consumed this year. That is a lot of meat missiles.
Does that number count like how if a corn dog was bought but not consumed? Because I bought one for my son and he was like, I don't want that big thing after we paid like all this money for it.
He's like,
you threw it away?
You didn't eat it yourself? That's the one joy of having a kid. When they reject something delicious, you get to eat it.
If I wanted a corn dog, I would have bought one. Nobody else wanted
it. But they're delicious.
Yeah. I know, but tell that to my 5-year-old. He thought he loved corn dogs until it was in his hand and he decided he didn't want it.
Jess, imagine being so rich that you could just, like, somebody puts a delicious fair corn dog, and you know that thing probably costs $18, and then they're just like, yeah, they just cast it aside.
I didn't have a choice. What was I going to do with it?
Yeah, eat it. It's a corn dog. Put it in your purse for later.
That's
eat it
nasty.
Later.
Yeah, put in your purse.
Have you seen the inside of my purse?
My SCR? No. Corn dogs have a protective coating on the outside. You could literally, you don't even need to wrap a napkin around that thing.
Anyways,
put it in your
pocket. Does that number include corn dogs that were bought but not consumed?
No, there is no way to track how much was eaten out of every corn dog. That's strictly sales. Again, 28,725 corn dogs consumed this year. They also said not too far behind were the funnel cakes, 20,400 of those. Sold, I guess. I can't say eaten. Sold at the fair. You guys, Selena, did you get a funnel cake?
I didn't.
I've only had a funnel cake one time.
Ever in your whole life?
I'll admit it. That's just not the fair food. Usually I get.
Oh my God, so
it's just
good.
Not the fair food thing that I get. I don't know.
Really?
They were delicious. Don't get me wrong.
Very delicious.
Yeah.
I think they're too sweet to where I can only eat a certain amount of it before I'm like, all right, enough.
Yeah, I've never finished one.
Yeah, you got to share.
You have to get
it's like
one.
A share.
Yeah.
You got to get a few bites. All right. Here's a couple other interesting numbers. They have an annual American Red Cross blood drive. Did you donate blood while you're there, Sarah?
No, my blood's no good. I don't think.
Yeah, that's a good point. 12,000 pints of blood donated this year.
Look at that.
That's a lot. Who goes to the I respect people show up to the fair, just eat a couple meat missiles, and then go over and donate blood. Hey, we need more blood donors. Yeah. Props to everybody. They said the Alameda County Food Bank collected more than 59,000 donated meals, and the Valley Humane Society was able to collect about 1,900 pounds in pet food donations.
Wow.
So people out there doing good and not just being wasteful and throwing perfectly good corn dogs into the trash can.
Eating it was a choice.
Yep.
I wasn't hungry.
You chose violence.
Yep. I didn't...
Violently throwing away that corn dog into the trash can.
I can never win. Yeah. All right. Next on the JV show, can we do a phone background check? A phone screen background. Not like a background check.
Like a background check?
Not like a background check.
All right,
but
fine.
Like, I want to know.
Let me give you my social security number.
Phone screensaver check?
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Sort of.
Let's talk about it next.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
All right. We were just talking about streamers a little earlier in the show.
Thanks, you guys. Now my mom doesn't want me watching streamers. Thanks a lot.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Thanks a lot. You've ruined it. Just brought a story saying that teachers incredibly frustrated that the way all their students talk now is as if they are live streaming. Their internal monologue, they can't just think anymore. They say and narrate everything out
and they
loud
think they have a
as
chat.
If they're talking to
a
camera.
They have a live chat and they're sitting in a classroom.
What do you think, chat?
I feel bad now.
Thanks a lot. You ruined it, Jess.
You can still watch streamer. I mean, this is a conversation between you and your mom, obviously.
In moderation.
In moderation.
Thanks, Jess.
I think it's fine. But really, it's Jess's fault.
Yep.
Hey, eighth grader here, and I just want to say that this conversation is, like, really true, and that everyone talks about stuff like this all the time, especially the boys, and it just gets really annoying, even for us students.
Oh, so even the kids are annoyed by themselves talking like a streamer all day long.
Yep.
Wow, talking that's how you chat. Know it's gotten bad.
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah, thanks, chat.
All right, time for our phone screen background check in with each other.
What does that mean? You got to do a background check on me through my phone?
I'm not trying to like do like a background check, but I found this survey that said 1 in 7 Americans say they secretly judge people based on their phone background.
Okay.
How many people?
One in seven.
1 in 7.
Say they judge other people based on their background. At first, I was like, who cares? Like, who cares what somebody else has? But we've been judging Graham this entire time for his phone
background.
That's
true.
That's a good point.
But
that's because
this category.
We're not judging what he has, but lack thereof. Because he doesn't have one.
But, right. Is it still, like, the default thing that your phone came with?
I don't know. Let's take a look. What is it?
What is that?
Oh, my gosh. It's just the black
screen. It's the time. It's just the time really big.
It's just the time. And then if you look really close, the black background has like a little texture to it, it looks like.
Oh, my God.
Looks like maybe some ruffled fabric.
See, and the reason why I'm judging is because you have a wife and you have kids. Like, why aren't they on your phone background?
Because when I want to see them, I just look at them in person. They're around all the time.
But
they're right there.
We had talked about this a long time ago. And you're like, yeah, you know what? Like, I'm gonna do it. I'm just gonna look for a really good picture of my wife that she approves of.
Right.
And then I'm gonna change it.
And that's why I wanted to bring it back up to see if that ever happened.
Oh, about that. I was busy that day. I told you guys I bought a new computer recently and I changed the background on that to a full family picture. Like, shouldn't I get some credit for that?
That's
That's a much bigger picture though. It's got a
But that's just
I
sitting at home.
Monitor.
No one's gonna see that.
That's true.
You at the gym, you already take off your wedding ring before going in.
I don't want it
now
ripped
apart. Now you don't even have your wife on your phone?
By the heavy weights. You can't wear your ring in there. It'll get destroyed.
I see a lot of people with them still.
True.
They're just living life on the edge. That or their ring is fake. And so it doesn't matter if it gets torn apart by the serrated edges of those gym, like the big dumbbell handles. Because I lift the big boy weights, you know, the big ones.
So according to this survey, having a default background sparks a really negative reaction among people. The group that was surveyed thinks that having a default background means that one is very uninspired or unengaged or lacks the ability to be expressive or creative.
That describes me to a T.
I can see that.
No expressivity. Is that a word? No creativity. Yep.
I think you fall into this category. A third of the people that were surveyed were a little bit more positive about what having a default background means. It means that you're practical and a minimalist, and you just don't want to clutter your screen with distractions.
There you go. Thank you.
Wow, so you think your family is clutter?
They are. It's just like it's too busy. There's too much going on. I don't need to look at that. I just show me the time on the lock screen, and that's all I need,
I think
right?
You're also this. Yeah, it also means that you view your phone purely as a tool and not like an extension of your personality.
Thank you. My screen time is not 9 hours a day like Jess. It's down in a normal, healthy range.
Shots fired.
At least I hope. But yeah, it is. What's your screen time? 9?
No, I think it's lower. Maybe like 8? 6.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
It's improved.
I think that's pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah. Really quick, if you guys care, the most popular phone backgrounds, number one is family members and kids.
Obviously.
Okay. Number two is nature and landscapes.
I feel like I'm judging somebody more if they're putting a nature background on their screen
but
than me.
But I know a lot of people do that. You see a beautiful sunset, you're taking a picture, and that's your background.
I know, but like to take the time and like, you know what I need is my phone backdrop? That picture of that fern that I took hiking
that one day.
Like, okay, fern boy, as if you're cooler than me. I just didn't put anything.
I am not mad at that.
Yeah, I'm more mad if you don't have a screen saver than if you have a nature
one. It's only the default ones that bothers me. Mm-hmm.
The nature one to me looks like that's the picture that came in the photo frame. Like that's the picture that was an auto,
but it's different because
populated
you took
image.
Really quick, just to round out the top of, or the rest of the list. Mm-hmm. Number three is personal photos. Pets comes in at number four.
How is pets number four? I would think pets would be almost number one above family members.
Not
everybody
above,
loves
not
their,
above my yeah. man.
I think it would be very close because everybody that's ever gotten a puppy or whatever, a little baby kitten, that's cuter than your kids. Let's be honest. It just is. Have you ever seen a golden retriever puppy? I mean, come
on.
Yes. Your baby was ugly when
we
it was
born.
We
should all make our background Jimothy.
Oh, a little Jimothy background.
Jimothy's the cutest.
Yes.
My background is my cat.
Wouldn't you
of course
be,
it is. Pets is that, yeah, like I said, number four. Yes,
Selena, wouldn't you be offended if you went and looked at your... Would you be more offended if you went and looked at your man's phone and he had taken the time to change the background and it was a picture of a fern rather than a picture of you?
Do you see what I'm saying?
Like, he could have a fern picture or a default picture. Which one would you be more offended by? I'd be offended by the fern.
I am mad if it's anything but me. Like, okay, that is a must.
But which of the two things that I laid out? He has the stock thing that came with the phone, or he's taken the time to put a fern on there.
I would rather the fern.
Yeah.
That's something that you saw IRL, and you thought you were taken aback by its beauty, and you took a picture
of it. But that means he actively scrolled through his pictures right past you and went to a fern and went like,
You said we're taking me out of it. What would I rather have, the default or the fern?
No.
I'm
said
fern.
What would you rather have? What would you be more offended by that your man had? He hasn't taken the time like me to change anything, or he has taken the time and put a fern as his background.
Yeah, I'm still more mad at the default. It's just annoying.
No, you're not.
Because it's just stupid.
You're so full
it's just
of
annoying
it.
And it's stupid.
And obviously, the fern reminds him of Selena.
Right.
Why?
Like, I'm just so ferny.
Meaning behind
she likes
it.
The yeah. shade and doesn't like going out in the sun.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's probably true.
I'm so pale. It reminds him of a fern.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Wow, sure. How sweet.
I know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Isn't he so romantic?
He is, now that you put it that way.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.